Michael Naminga's Altered Landscape series are abstract photography-based works that juxtapose geometric shapes in bright neon colors against black and white aerial landscapes from the Four Corners region of New Mexico. The compositions are mounted and shaped plexiglass, creating the illusion of three-dimensional works. His show is at the El Paso Museum of Art through January of 2022, and here to tell us all about it is artist Michael Naminga. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So, Michael, before we started recording, I was telling you, my husband and I were in Santa Fe this summer, and we stumbled upon your exhibit there at the museum. I mean, I got to tell you, I just loved it. It speaks to all of my natural sensibilities, just like the bright colors, the landscapes, the black and white, and how you treated them. I know they just hung on the wall, but I kept trying to walk around them to see what was going on, which I think is this effect that we were describing. For the rest of us some of the listeners who maybe haven't seen your works yet, how would you describe this process and how did you come up with it?
So the process developed probably around 2014, and I was working with regular format photography, just a square or a rectangle. But I became frustrated being confined to that process and that format. So I decided to embark on some experimentation. But the experimentation was in itself inspired by opera set design. I lived in New York and have lived there on and off for the past few years. I went to Parsons School of Design, and I lived there for about 7 years, came back to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I was born and raised. But I was in a program at the New Museum in 2018 and 2019. And it's an incubator program for artists. And I think it's one of the only ones that's headed by a museum. And so I spent a lot of time at the Met Opera and observing just how set designers skew a set to trick the eye. And that helped to inspire the format that I started to embark on. And so I wanted to take photography out of the realm of a square or a rectangle. And so I started to distort the image using software and work with a photo lab and thought, you know, can we create these different shapes? And they said, oh, absolutely, we'll just laser cut them. And so I started to compose some photographs and some samples and gave it to them. And we went through quite a few trial and error stages until we got it quite to where I wanted it. And then it just took off from there.
And so do you continue to do more works in this medium now, or is this just specific to this series?
Like I said, it started in 2014, and it started with a series of photographs that I was working on, not for a specific exhibition, but it was based on the Galisteo Basin, which is 30 miles south of here in Santa Fe. And it's an area where a lot of oil companies have wanted to move in and do some oil and natural gas extraction. And so the village of Galisteo has been fighting it for a number of years. And so when I was photographing that landscape, I really didn't have an intention for that series. I just went out there to photograph the beautiful landscape because it is that. But when I was out there, I started to discover all of these signs that residents of the area have put up saying no drilling in Galisteo, no oil in Lamy. And when I got back to the studio, I started to research just what all of those signs meant and found out that over the past 20 some years, the residents of that area have been in this battle. And so I started to compose these images with blocks of color blocking out the landscape. And I wanted to use those blocks to represent a piece of the landscape that may not be there someday. And then I started to research color psychology and discovered that the color pink is often used to calm people down. Drunk tanks are sometimes, the interiors are painted pink so that the people that get thrown in the drunk tank can kind of get a little bit more mellow. And I just found that so interesting. And being from this area, growing up in this area, I realized just what this landscape does for me. And it really helps to relax me and to calm me. And so I wanted to represent all of those different elements into the photography. But then I also wanted to experiment with taking it outside the realm of a square or rectangle. And so that's when I started to experiment with the shaped images.
Yeah, because you have that pink, there's this really nice blue, but then there's red. And red is, I mean, it's a whole other reaction with the images that are out there. And you're right. The pink and the blue, I'm with you. I was feeling all of it. And then the red, I was like, there's something going on here that I need to know about. And it seems like the answer is yes.
It is. And so after that series, I began to explore more. And in 2017, I had an exhibition at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum here in Santa Fe. They wanted me to create a body of work in response to O'Keeffe's work. They have a program called Contemporary Voices, where they invite contemporary living artists to create a body of work in response to O'Keeffe's work. And so I worked with a curator there by the name of Carolyn Kastner. And I started to explore a series that O'Keeffe did called The Black Place. And it's an area located in the Four Corners region of New Mexico. And she called it the Black Place because there are all of these hills there that are black. And she painted that series in the 1930s and 40s. And when I started to explore it, I used Google Earth to just get a kind of lay of the land and see how large of an area, where it's located, that sort of thing. But I started to zoom in on the landscape itself and discovered all of these little, what looked like parking lots to me. But in conversations with Carolyn, she said that those parking lots are actually oil drilling sites. So when I made the trek out there with Carolyn to photograph, I used a drone to photograph from the air all of these different areas. And in doing more research on that region of New Mexico, discovered that in 2014, NASA discovered the largest methane gas cloud sits over that region, and it showed up on their satellite images as red and yellow. And so I wanted to incorporate those colors into the pieces to represent that element of information and scientific data that they had been recording.
Did you know that growing up? Because you say you're born and raised in Santa Fe, you're Tewa Hopi, you go away to New York. Did it take going away and coming back to appreciate where you're from?
It did. I think a lot of people have that experience. It takes, you know, leaving someplace to realize what you have where you were born and raised. And in New York, I had my goal. I really wanted to get to New York City. I wanted to live there. I think from the time I was 12, I told my parents, I want to go to Parsons School of Design. And I went, but what I also discovered about New York City is that a lot of the landscape you're surrounded with is so synthetic and it's all man-made. And so I longed for the experience that I grew up with because I couldn't get it. And sometimes I would take trips outside of the city, but it's just not the same.
Not the same, no.
And then when I came back home, I realized just how rapidly changing the landscape I grew up with is changing.
And that's interesting because it feels like Santa Fe does a really good job of holding on, you know, the dark skies and, you know, really does a concerted effort at making sure that they don't turn into New York City. But that being said, it's definitely changed tremendously.
Yeah, it has. My parents, they raised our family on the reservation. My mother is from Okeowinge Pueblo, which is about 30 miles north of Santa Fe. And they raised us there until I was in the third grade. And then we moved to Santa Fe. And that in itself was an interesting experience for someone so young. But also being so close to Okeowinge and having family and ceremonies and taking place and taking part in those. And then my father is from the Hopi Reservation, which is about 600 miles from here. My whole family on my father's side are all artists and mostly potters. And I come from a long line of potters. My great, great, great grandmother was a well-known potter by the name of Nampeo. And so we would make trips out there for ceremonies and also just to visit families growing up.
So you're telling me all of this, and yet at 12 years old, you knew you wanted to go to Parsons and you knew you wanted to go to New York. How did that happen, or how did that get into your brain? Reservation, Santa Fe, New York.
So my father is an artist and has been painting professionally for over 40 years. And in the 70s and the 80s, his career as an artist was really taking off. And so growing up, I traveled with my parents often to his exhibitions that he was having at museums, not only in the United States, but also internationally. And so I got exposed to a lot of different cities and a lot of different art and art forms. And also being the son of an artist, being able to experiment with different art forms, whether it's photography, painting, sculpture, because my father has done all of those different mediums. And so I guess as a kid, I was very lucky to be exposed to a lot of these different things at a young age.
So how did your father react to you wanting to become an artist?
I actually didn't go to Parsons for fine art. I went for a program called Design and Management, which is a four-year program, but it's mostly for people wanting to go into the fashion industry and marketing. And so I had chosen kind of a very specific path and then realized after I graduated, like, maybe this isn't quite the route I want to take. And my father and my mother opened a gallery in 1990 in Santa Fe that's dedicated to my father's work. And my brother is also an artist. And so he started showing there in the late 90s. And then I joined probably in the late 2010s. And so 2010s. And so it was kind of a natural thing. Also, just coming from a whole family of artists, it wasn't a surprise to them.
Right. They're like, well, this is the family business. It's something that we do. It's in our blood. Well, is there anything else you want to tell people about your show before we call it a day?
The show is up till January 2nd. The show opened and I gave a talk during opening weekend, but there is also a artist talk that I did for the exhibit when it was at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts in Santa Fe, which can be found on YouTube. I'm currently having an exhibition titled Altered Landscapes in New York City at the David Richard Gallery. And that opened on September 1st and is up till September 24th.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much. I love that your pieces are here. I will go back and visit with them again. They're just so captivating. And I don't know. I mean, there was something about them. I stayed there for hours just staring at them when I was in Santa Fe. So I'll go stare at them again.
Well, thank you.
Today, my guest has been artist Michael Naminga. You can catch his show at the El Paso Museum of Art through January of 2022. Michael, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.